when she died.
She was your godmother, wasn't she?
I think so.
I think she came here right after you were born.
Well, I remember her that night. The crooks were trying to steal the car. She was out locking the door to keep them out. I was very amazed, you know, that she was not afraid of them.
Uh-huh.
She was going to go down the street after them. The cop wouldn't let her out.
Very.
Yeah. Well, that brings it. Was your place down there ever robbed? Was the saloon ever robbed? Any trouble with crooks?
Not that I know of. I don't ever remember anything about it.
Did you ride down this pony and carry some mass in the morning? On Sunday?
Oh, no. The church was only up at Christian Street, and we were at Elder Street. We only drove that when we went out for a ride in the park. Or we went down to Pop's boathouse where he used to go gunning
Have a rowboat down there?
I wouldn't remember. I guess they did have a rowboat. But they mostly just had this house there where they would sometimes stay overnight, not very often. And and had their dogs and their horse and carriage. Let the, you know, unhook the horse and let him free, stay there. Maybe overnight, once in a while. Not a wolf. Not very wolf. And Sally.
Yeah.
Because Aunt Mary was such a lovable, sweet disposition.
Yeah.
And so perfectly contented and at home, you know.
Yeah.
And Aunt Sally was, of course, just the opposite. Restless.
Is she your father's brother's sister, too?
Yeah. But she was restless and irritable and...
She didn't like children so much.
Oh, she didn't like children. They annoyed her. And Aunt Mary was the type that could take the children in and tell them a story, and they always wanted to go to Mary's room. And they always wanted to go out with Mary. And Mary was always willing and glad to take them out.
But Sally lived longer here than Mary did.
Well, Sally, I think, lived here 11 years. First, Mary lived here 12 years. And then after Mary died, Sally came. And then she lived here 11 years.
So you were never, that was 23 years.
And then after Sally went, we had Annie Fleming. Annie Fleming was only here about 2 years when she died. And then a year or two after that, we had Annie Cardy, my father's cousin. And she lived here for 2 years. Because my mother was always the type that was always taking care of somebody.
Well, I remember hearing you say once that you never really had the family alone in the house. You always had some extra person who wasn't in the immediate family besides your mother.
Always had somebody in the house. But as a matter of fact, that somebody in the house was usually help.
But it wouldn't have been so if you didn't have as many children.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been so if we didn't have as many children. Neither would it have been so if Mother didn't have the happy faculty of getting along with everybody and of making everybody feel at home and of taking them under her wing and making them feel as though it was their home as well as hers. She always had to have somebody to mother or to nurse or to take care of.
Well, she couldn't have developed that faculty or exercised or kept it alive without the children, though.
Well, no, she couldn't without the children, and of course that was her greatest joy,
children. She probably would have felt that she wasn't doing anything, that she was a burden if the children hadn't been here.
I don't think she'd have been here if the children hadn't been here.
Well,
I think it was only the children that kept her here, and it was only the fact that she could work for them or do for them that made life worthwhile to her. I think she would have left me long ago if it hadn't been for the children.
Well, there's one of the hidden values of having a big family that isn't so obvious, is it?
Yeah, that's true.
And it also shows what might be God's plan for the mother-in-law and her happiness very often. If more people had large families, there might be much more happiness for mother-in-laws and aunts and older people. relatives, don't you think?
Yeah, of course, my contention is that it's the older women of today who are responsible for anything like birth control or for anything like the holding back of the number of children in a family. Because you will hear women of my generation saying to younger women, well, if you have any more children, don't come near me because I'm not going to mind them. I raised my own family, and I'm not going to raise any more. Now, that, to my mind, is something that is very thoughtless, done very thoughtlessly, but has a very strong impression on younger women.
But they pay the price for it themselves more than anyone else, don't they? Because then in their old age, they're unwanted.
Yes.
They're not needed by their children.
That's true. That's true, they do.
They pay the heaviest price in the end.
Yes, that's true, they do. Their own children don't even want them.
Like, supposing Granny had instructed you that way, what a loss it would have been to her, what an empty life hers would have been compared to what it was.
Yeah, but what an inspiration she was. What a wonderful inspiration she was. Any baby that was born was better than the next one all the time. And every baby that came, oh, wonderful. And she was just as enthusiastic and as excited about the next one as the one before, even though that one might only be 10 or 11 months after the one before. But didn't make any difference to her. The more you could have, the better. Pleased her. Because she'd always wanted children herself and couldn't have them. And here God was giving them to her through me.
Well, was it through her meeting your mother that you first met Dad?
Yes, meeting his mother. Through knowing his mother, through my mother.
Oh, you went with your mother to visit his home and
yes.
His mother.
Uh-huh.
And there you
that's where I met
him. Indirectly.
Yes, exactly.
But you didn't meet him directly until his mother died, is that right?
No, I didn't meet him directly until after his mother died, because I went over there. My mother wasn't well, and I knew that she would want to go over there and take things over. So I left school and went over there and took over for a couple of weeks. It was during the Christmas vacation, and a few days before that.
That was 1911?
Yes. And I took over the house and helped them out until this lady came who was going to be housekeeper for them in January. And that was really where I met your father.
Well, was he in law school then?
No, he was a lawyer then. But
was he out of law school?
He was out of law school. Not very long, but he wasn't doing an awful lot at the time, but he had started.
And, did he have an office downtown?
He had an office downtown on Chestnut Street. His father had gotten for him, paid for him.
His father was very proud of him.
Oh, yes, very proud of him, being a lawyer.
That was a big thing in those times.
Oh, yeah, in those days it was a big thing. Because in those days, even a high school education was exceptional.
Yeah.
It wasn't like today. In those days, anybody that went through high school was really exceptional. Well, like... Today, it's almost unexceptional to go through college.
Yeah.
No, things were very different in those days. So.
Well, he was still working for a salary, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was working for $25 a week in the city solicitor's office.
Well, was Jim older than that?
No. Younger.
There was Frank was the oldest in the family?
Yes.
And then it was Dad in the second?
Mm-hmm. Then Jim.
And then Jim?
Then
and Mad?
Ed.
Ed.
Yeah.
And then Mad?
Then Eleanor.
Eleanor. Mad the baby?
Mm-hmm.
So was it five or six?
There were eight, but two that died.
Earlier.
Yeah.
And Dad was the only one that really became a professional in the whole family, isn't
it? Oh, yes.
Nobody bothered with the roofing business.
No.
Was that a disappointment to Papa?
I don't think so. He was able to get along himself, and he had this one man that carried it on for him, and of course, it was only the three boys around to do anything. Frank was lame, and he wouldn't have been able to do anything at it.
Miles for comfort, plus long, rugged wear. Sizes 4 to 10 are available, and friends, don't miss these specials, and there are many, many more at the Globe Basement Shoe Department.
Keen about picking it up.